Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 18, 1805. The Great Columbia River. Clark drew several map sketches today showing the confluence of the Snake River, which they call Lewis's River, and the Columbia River. He also drew in several other tributaries, which he discovered on his exploration yesterday, upstream from the confluence. The names of these tributaries are in a phonetic Indian script. Today, Clark writes,
"The morning cool and fair, wind from the southeast. Six of the large prairie cock killed this morning. Several canoes of Indians came down and joined those with us. We had a council with those in which we informed of our friendly intentions towards them and all other of our red children, of our wish to make a peace between all of our red children in this quarter. This was conveyed by signs through our two chiefs who accompanied us and was understood. We made a second chief and gave strings of wampum to them, all in remembrance of what we said. Everything being arranged, we took in our two chiefs and set out on the Great Columbia River, having left our guide and the two young men. Saw a mountain bearing southwest, conical form, covered with snow. Captain William Clark, October 18, 1805.
Today, the corps left the many Indians living above this confluence, finally commencing to canoe down the Columbia. On their way, they saw many groups of new Indians that had come to the shore to see the expedition go by. Before leaving, they purchased 40 dogs as provisions for the trip down the river, paying for them, Clark writes, with articles of little value, such as beads, bells, and thimbles, of which they appeared very fond. This mountain was probably Mount Hood, part of the Cascade Range in Hood River County, Oregon, named for the British Admiral Sir Samuel Hood. Tomorrow, a view of Mount St. Helens.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.